Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
It is no secret that marriages are in lots of strife today, with at least one third ending divorce. Some figures put it up to half. New television show on the ABC called Making Couples Happy confronts this very issue. I think it's a really interesting and significant programming choice. It's about four marriages on the brink of collapse. So do we know how to make it last and be happy together? Our Open House TV critic Mark Hadley has reviewed the show and joins us with his words of wisdom. Welcome back, Mark.
Oh, yes.
How's the marriage, pal?
Fantastic. I'd just like to say that not only am I a great television reviewer, but let me help you with your marriage.
That's right. So run us through the plot of this, because as I said, I think it's a very interesting choice of program.
Yeah, look, I think that this is one of those programs where you can watch it simply to learn about marriage and how to deal better with a marriage, or you can watch it for the drama, because it is literally four marriages hanging by a thread. Now, we're not talking about, I mean, this series is all about clinically analysing marriages and seeing if the wonders of science, you know, quote unquote, are able to make a marriage better. You know, and so when they talk about science, let's be honest, they're using it in its broadest sense. So they're talking about psychology and they're talking about counselling, and then they are talking about the sort of relationship between our bodies and our feelings and things like that. But the weird thing, you know, is that these couples are not, it's not like a normal reality program where someone is hoping to get a bit of a buzz out of it, maybe a bit of celebrity or a bit of an adventure or something like that.
Yes.
These people don't just want to be a little bit happier. If they're not helped in 6 months' time, there will be no marriage.
Yeah.
You know, and so these people are really at the last step, so to speak.
Here's my question: how credible is it? So it's a very big ask for a couple whose marriage is collapsing to be credible and true to themselves and the marriage in front of TV cameras.
Yeah, exactly. And look, for the first episode, and there've only been two episodes on so far. So for the first episode, you saw all the natural reservation of people bringing one of the most private relationships that you can have on this planet, you know, into the glare of TV lights.
Yep.
And so you saw the discomfort and you saw the sort of the way that they moderated their behavior, even though up until this point had been quite clear. But because they really are in trouble as a couple, they can't help it. So, you know, they get into a moment. It's like Big Brother, in a sense that if you put enough cameras around and they're there long enough over a period of a couple of months, people just in the end forget and start being who they are.
Yeah.
Which is really tragic for anyone who's on Big Brother. But, you know, for this television series also reveals the struggles with you know, marriage.
Is it kind of like watching a car crash?
Oh, it's worse, because people can get better from car crashes. But, you know, there's something so profound about the shattered nature of a marriage that you really want a series like this to succeed. So let me just say, Making Couples Happy is a follow-up from the sort of incredibly interesting series Making Australia Happy, which was based in sort of various suburbs and people who live there and who were happy suburbs and whatever. But, you know, in this one, in Making Couples Happy, there is something there for every couple who are trying to build their relationship. Because we're not just looking at the this is a good idea things. We're looking at the fundamental building blocks. We're looking at the sacrifice that is necessary in relationship. We're looking at the way in which we communicate towards each other, both verbally and non-verbally. We're looking at the way in which we diffuse a situation. Look, it wouldn't matter if you had just met someone you liked and you wanted to get on well with them, or if you have been married for 50 years. These are things that are valuable. And so, you know what? Look, I'll go out on a limb here and I'll say this is the first program I've come across that I recommend you do not watch free to air. Sorry, all the guys I know over at the ABC. But, you know, go watch it on iView.
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Get it on a DVR. Get it in a
format.
You've
got to record it.
You've got to pause it.
Okay.
You know, because, look, I started reviewing this program and I started watching for maybe 10 or 15 minutes. The kids were in bed. My wife was out doing some shopping. Some things had to get done. I don't know. And I this is the only time I had to review this program. I paused it. I stopped. I waited until my wife came home, and then we both sat down and watched it because I thought, oh, I want you to hear this.
Yeah.
And what's more, I want to apologize if I have to, if I've done some of these things. Am I doing this? And, you know, and we had that conversation. Now, we've been watching the last two episodes, and it goes something like this. We watch 5 minutes. One of us reaches out to the screen, you know, because we're watching on an iPad or something, pauses it, and says to the other one, and reflects. You know, it turns a one-hour program into a two-hour program, but what 2 hours of talking and thinking, gosh, I would like to say that this is a course in a can, so to speak. It really is something you want to have a look at.
You mentioned some of the dynamics that are helpful. How would these kind of things match up with, say, the view of someone of Christian faith in marriage?
Yeah, now this is...
But
this is... it's kind of funny when we do things like this, because I've got to be really careful to say, I don't think because you're a Christian you're going to have the best marriage.
Totally.
You know, yes. In fact, what's more, you're going to have more tools and maybe more understanding, but whether or not you actually apply it, well, that's a whole other thing.
Good point.
But what I want to say, though, is this is where I diverge with the program, because what they have made fundamentally, and maybe this is just the way the secular world sees it, they've seen happiness as the goal, making couples happy.
Okay.
And to be honest, some of these couples would be happier without each other. You know,
that's the measure.
Yeah, that's the thing. If that's the measure, then really, you know, some of these couples are so have turned so against each other, are so toxic towards each other, that maybe they would be happier without each other. But the truth is, they don't want to be apart. And the reason they don't want to be apart is because what Christianity tells you, the goal of marriage is not necessarily happiness, but the oneness that God gives. That's the attractive thing. You know, when God brings man and woman together, he creates one flesh. That's what Genesis says. And so you end up with a situation of a whole new identity, and you can't tear that apart without really messing up.
Yeah.
So from a Christian perspective, when I look at this, I say to myself, I understand what you're going for. I respect the tools, but your goal falls far short. It might sound great, let's be happy all the time, but the goal is actually much shorter than what it could be. Fulfillment, one with somebody else, and in fact, one with God. Because a Christian marriage doesn't include this too. Here's the one stumbling block of the series. When they turn around, they say to each other, your happiness is completely up to you. You must invest or you will not be happy.
Good luck with that one.
I know, and I say to myself, you know, sometimes my wife and I look at each other and there are no resources. You know, certainly from us, you know, but then there is God there as well. And I might say that our marriage is better when we find those points, when we say we have nothing but you know, and God carries us through it.
What's been the audience response to this?
Look, it's pretty good because, like I said, there's been a following built out of making Australia happy, and I am personally here to shove more viewers into this program.
Yeah, you know,
it's a good thing.
It sounds like
it's a good thing. The ABC is not a public company, so I can't be accused of trying to make a profit or something.
Yes.
But look, it's one of those things where you say to yourself, "Gosh, there are millions of people tuning in to watch My Kitchen Rules," which, by the way, is not a bad program. But you are only going to learn the worst side of human beings over at My Kitchen Rules. But here you've got. You know, I'd like to see larger audiences or something like this, because you'll actually see not only the better side of people, but the potential for being better yourself.
I'm so glad we have you coming in interpreting the world of television, especially with this one, Mark Hadley. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries, mate. Always happy to.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.